All right, for the rest of us, we are continuing today, still heading toward what is the conclusion of the Amidah, a.k.a. Shemona Esrei, a.k.a. Hatfilah. What is this prayer, as we've seen, right? This prayer that dates all the way back to the 5th century B.C., this prayer that is still today at the heart of Jewish life, this prayer, as a result, then, that travels the backdrop of the life of Jesus. This prayer that is or was framed during a time of great disorientation and disconnection. Remember, at this particular point in history, many Jews had been exiled to Babylon. You had the decimation, the destruction of the temple, which was a central place, central part of life, the center of life. And so for many, right, their lives had been completely turned upside down. And it was into the midst of that sort of experience, then, that we come to today, what is the 18th of 19 blessings that make up the Amidah. The 18th blessing reads, "We give thanks to you, for you are the Lord our God, and the God of our forefathers, forever. You are the rock of our lives, the shield of our salvation through all generations. We give thanks to you and praise you for our lives, which are committed into your hands, and for our beings, which are in your charge, and for the miracles which are with us daily, for your wonderful goodness, continually working among us morning, noon, and night. You are good, and your compassions never fail. You are compassionate, and your grace never ceases. We have put our hope in you forever. For all these things, our King, your name will be always and forever blessed. And everything that lives will give thanks to you and praise your name in truth, O God, our help and our salvation. Blessed are you, God, whose name is good. How sweet it is," I love that, "how sweet it is to give thanks to you." How sweet it is to give thanks to you. And with that, then, today is really an invitation for each one of us to enter into this way of giving thanks. This way of giving thanks, a way that travels the whole of the Bible, that travels from Genesis to Revelation. We are called to be a people who give thanks, right? A people of gratitude. We find this to be true in the life of the earliest followers of Jesus. From Paul, a follower of Jesus himself, writing to followers of Jesus all over the New Testament, we read, by way of example, to those living in the Greek city of Thessalonica. From Thessalonians 5 and 16, we read, "Rejoice always," and then it says, "pray continually." Right? It's meaning to have this constant kind of awareness and connection. Pray continually. And then it goes on to say, verse 18, "give thanks," you haristeo in the Greek. Give thanks, to express your gratitude, thankfulness, in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you, plural, for all of you together, right? You all, for all of you together in Christ Jesus. We see this in Paul's letter to those in Ephesus. Notably in chapter 5 and verse 15, we read there, "be very careful then," that's from the Greek blepo, meaning to be aware or to pay attention to notice. And then it says how you live. This might be familiar to some of you if you were around when we did Galatians. Peripateo. Peripateo. It means to live in a specified manner or to do life in a particular way. And so be careful then how you live, meaning in essence, pay attention, notice, be aware of. Right, how you are getting on with life. How you all, again plural, how you all are getting on with life. Not as unwise, and then it says, but as wise. Right, to do life as wise. And then he goes on, verse 19, he illustrates then what it looks like to do life as wise. What does that look like? Well, he goes on and he says, speaking to one another, which is both interesting and I think noteworthy. Ben Witherington, he speaks to this particular line, and he says, this makes it clear that worship is not just a matter of adoration, but also involves edification. Meaning, yes, we gather to praise God, absolutely, and we'll see that at the end of this verse. But not only that, adoration, but also edification. Right? We gather together to share and to connect, to encourage one another. It says, with psalms, hymns, and songs, in other words, in all sorts of ways, in the Spirit. And then we read, and we're going to do some more of this, sing and make music from your heart, right? Meaning the you that is you, the deep part of you, the whole of you, the all of you. From the you that is you, all of you, to the Lord, right? So again, edification, right? Think horizontal relationships, right? Connecting and encouraging, gathering together, sharing in one another's lives, and yes, adoration, the vertical, our relationship to God, absolutely. And then here it is, we read, always giving thanks. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Always is from pontote in the Greek, and it means an immeasurable duration of time. And so we could say it means on every occasion, in each moment. We could say in all of life, right? Always giving thanks, euharisteo, again, right, the expression of gratitude to God the Father for everything, pas, all, every, each, the whole, the total, all of it, everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so in a sense, he's saying here, on every occasion, right, in every moment, in all of life, right, live this wise, live the wise way of expressing your gratitude, your thankfulness, sharing together, connecting together, encouraging one another. Right, how sweet it is to give thanks. We see this expressed in Colossians, another of Paul's letters, 3 and 15. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body. Again, think intimate relationships. We are one body. We are many, but we are one body. Intimate, sharing, connecting. You all were called to peace and be thankful. You haristeo. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, songs from the Spirit, according to the Spirit, meaning with to the way of the Spirit, singing to God. Again, we'll be doing that with gratitude, right? With thankfulness in your hearts. Again, all of you, the all of you that is you. And whatever you do, it says, whether in word or deed. So everything you say, everything you do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And here it is, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Right? How sweet it is. How sweet it is to give thanks. But not just followers of Jesus. Right, all over the scriptures, especially in the Psalms. Psalm 34th verse, sing the praises of the Lord, you, his faithful people, praise his holy name. Psalm 35:18, I will give you thanks in the great assembly. Among the throngs, I will praise you. Psalm 69:30, I will praise God's name in song and glorify him with thanksgiving. From the prophets and the kings, Daniel 2, we read there, I thank and praise you, God of my ancestors, you have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. King David, he appointed some of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord to extol, thank, and praise the Lord. Right, this way of giving thanks, it saturates the scriptures. It's all over ancient Judaic life. It pervaded every aspect of their days. We see this, all of creation was an invitation. We read here, all your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Again, gratitude, thankfulness, right? How sweet it is to give thanks, right? All over the scriptures, we are called to this way of gratitude as a practice. We could even say as a discipline. The author, Kate McKay, she says this. She says, the spiritual discipline of gratitude leaves behind the realm of simple emotion and instead becomes an attitude, a stance, a way. One that necessitates great effort to develop and maintain. It is not dependent on changing conditions, but on mindset. It is not waited for, but pursued. It is not just experienced, but expressed. Not just because it feels good, but because it's the right thing to do, not just for one's own good, but for the good of one's family, community, and society. Right, this way of gratitude, of sharing our gratitude, our stories of thankfulness, it's good for your soul, absolutely. But it's good for your relationships, right? With family, neighbors, with the community, with the greater society. Author G.K. Chesterton, he once wrote, and probably one of my favorites, "We should give thanks. It's God's will, and it's really, really good for us." It's really, really good for us. Dr. Brent Atkinson, he notes this. He says, "When people share positive emotions like gratitude with each other, scans show their brains sync up and show similar activity. You increase your natural capacity for love." Can you imagine we all sync our brains up this morning? And so it's in that light that I want to invite us. Again, Dan's going to come up here in just a moment. And I want to invite us to adoration. Yes, let's praise God. Give him thanks through our singing. But then let's also open up the space for us to share our gratitude, right? Sharing, connecting, encouraging one another, syncing up our brains, increasing our capacity for love by sharing with one another. Dan will bring the microphone down here in front when he is done leading us. But to share our stories, again, not because everything is necessarily amazing right now. I know for some it's not. But here's the thing, our gratitude does not depend on our circumstances. It is not tied to the situation. Gratitude, it's not connected to our condition. Right? Gratitude is a posture. It's a practice. It's a discipline. It's a way. Henry Nouwen, from his book, The Return of the Prodigal Son, he shares, gratitude is a discipline, involves a conscious choice. I can choose to be grateful even when my emotions and feelings are still steeped in hurt and resentment. And we could say pain, struggle, disappointment. Think of just about any emotion. Grief, longing. He goes on, it is amazing how many occasions present themselves in which I can choose gratitude instead of a complaint. I can choose to be grateful when criticized. I can choose to speak about goodness and beauty even when my inner eye still looks for someone to accuse or something to call ugly. In the past, I thought of gratitude as a spontaneous response to the awareness of gifts received. But now I realize that gratitude can also be lived as a discipline. The discipline of gratitude is the explicit effort to acknowledge that all I am and have is given to me as a gift of love, a gift to be celebrated with joy. How sweet it is. Which brings me to just ask very simply this morning, for what do you give thanks today? For what do you give thanks today? You could also use the words of Nouwen and say, what gifts of love have you received? What gifts of love have you received? We could also ask it this way, what or who are you celebrating with joy? What or who are you celebrating with joy? And so as Dan, go ahead and come on up. We're going to enter into a time of singing, and then following our singing, these questions will go back up on the screen and invite you at that time to sit in the presence of God, in the presence of one another. And I do invite us to increase our capacity for love together by sharing our gratitude. For what do you give thanks today? What gifts of love have you received? What or who are you celebrating with joy? Right? Blessed are you, Lord, whose name is good. How sweet it is to give thanks.